blah, blah, blah.
Get up.
Wake up.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit. Yeah. Yeah.
Alice at 97.3.
Vinny Alice's Morning Show. Happy Monday. Woo. Yes, Vinny, your hand is up.
I'm feeling very unpopular this morning as I walked out the hall and caught it from out of multiple doorways.
What happened?
Apparently Milk Duds are the only way to go, and I just don't get it.
Oh.
And even Jane was like, you know what I do? I freeze them. And I'm like, I practically broke my teeth just eating them however they were served.
They're so sticky.
The movie theater. And then there she is saying, no, you freeze them.
And
they're
then
so
just
good.
Suck on them? Or
I don't know. But this was like the hallway march to the bathroom. I'm like,
so everybody had their thoughts on Milk Duds.
Yuck, yeah, get out of here.
I think you're lucky you don't like them. Oh. I'm always like, I really like to get those.
Mm. Well, I'll bring
sometimes
you the
they make my, no, don't.
Whatever's left of the box.
Don't, please, please don't.
I know Christina didn't eat it.
John goes, he got me, I'm always like, get me something I can bring to work, something easy in its own little package, you know, that kind of crap. And he came home yesterday. I've been eating the Annie's. They're like little Rice Krispie treats. And they're from Annie's. So I'm like, that's, you know, fine, sure.
It's just healthy. Little, what?
Sure, it's Annie's. It has like quinoa in it, too. So I'm like, oh, it's got quinoa. That's super healthy. So I have my little thing. He couldn't find them. So he just buys me a pack of the Reese's, not Reese's, the Kellogg Snap Crackle Pop guy things. I'm like, and then so I'm like, okay, well, I'll have to do some research and try that out. So after we had dinner last night, I'm like, okay, I'm going to have one of those. And I was just like, this is just nothing. This is like the Annie's, at least you can almost make an argument. This is just nothing but sugar.
Well, a Rice Krispie treat is dessert.
It is. And it's so delicious. So he bought me a pack of 16. I'm like, okay, never buy these again.
Oh.
And I'm bringing these after I had two of them. I'll bring them into work and I'll set them in the. So if you go that way. There may be one left over for you, but I suggest.
I'm sure the boys at the sports station will hammer those.
I felt like they
would
be gone.
Double fist them down until they're gone.
It wouldn't be a problem anymore. Did you wind up having one?
I took two.
Oh,
I'll
did
have
you?
Them later.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah, they're deceptively low calorie. Like it's just a couple bites. It's 80 calories. Like 80 calories. Like most of the bars I eat are in the hundreds of calories.
Oh. My top secret. Odyssey mission was on behalf of the sports station. So I did something to help the other, it's like a
this,
gift exchange.
The top secret
of sorts.
Thing that
yeah.
you had to do this, uh-huh. the thing you accomplished this morning as the morning manager.
Well, I did it partly on Friday.
Are
and
you
then
the manager of this whole floor and we're just not aware
yeah,
of that?
Yeah, who's the manager of the morning show, right. of the other morning shows then?
Are you just the overlord manager in the morning?
I'm just the morning manager here for Alice. But I was helping out another manager from down the hall with I had a mission and I
is it manager
completed
Matt?
It. Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Yep. Anyway.
So you completed some kind of mission.
Yeah, I was.
Did he record you? Is it? Are you?
No. I'm on this station. I don't go on that station.
So you did go
what
on that
crazy?
Station.
No, I didn't. Right. I just told you I didn't.
I feel like you did.
So. I didn't. Mm. I did not. There's no audio of me whatsoever. There's.
What
Thank
do
you.
They need from you?
I do stuff.
What?
And I know stuff.
Tell me what you did.
I'm not going to tell you. Please, you know what you're doing? I want trash. Trash me.
Nothing good today.
Yeah, there is.
No, there isn't.
Such a tease.
Please.
Such a tease.
I know. He's like comes in and he's all like, mystery manager man.
Morning show manager slash
Anyway,
tease.
I spent some time with the Midday Boys as well, and I like those guys a lot.
Guru and
Steiny and Guru, they're great.
You don't even hang out with us. What's
I know,
talking about? I'm
about...
here right now. We're hanging out.
This feels a little forced. I feel like if we let you leave, you would.
Well, that's not right.
That's not right.
I feel like it's 100% right. Okay. Jeez. The Odyssey app, this part of the show, is brought to you by the Odyssey app and whatever the hell Vinny's up to.
Odyssey.
Our amazing free app is the home of the Sarah and Vinny Show, and you can listen to Alice at 97.3 all day. Your home, your car, wherever you are, there we are. It is free, and we want you to listen on the Odyssey app. You'll automatically be entered for a very nice array of amazing contests as well. Currently, we're doing the last stop on the Eras Tour for Taylor Swift. Just listen to us on the Odyssey app. It's that simple. Cyndi Lauper's on in about an hour. Woo-hoo. Excited for that. I really love her. Oh, so, and I meant to say, actually, if you love Cyndi and there's, I always wanted to ask her, you know, such and such, text us, 800-400-3697. Certainly welcome that. Okay. It's now it is time to play a mini game. However, let me stop this. I don't know how to make that just really short. Let me try it again. There we go.
There you go.
Mini game.
It's a mini game. So if you already know the answer to this, just tell me and we can just, I'll just do the story. Who is this year's host for the Oscars?
I already know.
Oh, damn it. Do you already know?
Yeah.
You saw it, didn't you?
Yeah, but I forgot.
Never mind. Conan O'Brien, is it free? So forget the mini game.
That's the whole game?
If you guys know the answer, there's no game. It's a mini game. It's one question.
Well, it's kind of unfair to make us confess we know the answer when we could have looked really good during the game.
Vinny would have won that because I would have.
I would have had a moment. Choked.
Okay, let's play it.
Then. All right.
Here we go. I'm down.
Conan O'Brien!
That is correct.
El Campeón del Pueblo.
Thank you, everyone.
Oh, that was a very short celebration period.
I feel like we need to get to some stories. I've really, you know, mucked up the works here.
It's fine. Conan O'Brien, he's never hosted the Oscars before, but he has done, I want to say he did the Emmys a few years back. But he's Conan the Entertainer. He is a podcaster now. He says, America demanded it, and now it's happening. Taco Bell's new cheesy chalupa supreme. In other news, I'm hosting the Oscars.
I like Conan. I do. I never see him, and I never hear his podcast. So it almost feels like they went to the old folks home and pulled him out of retirement.
Hey, you.
Well, I don't know. I don't know where he is. I'm sure he's fantastic daily and I'm just missing it.
He is best known for late night hosting career, spanned more than two decades. Mm-hmm. And before that, he wrote for Saturday Night Live. He's written for The Simpsons. He's a jokester. He now is a podcaster. So that's fun. Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend is the name of his podcast.
A long time, and it's huge.
It's a hit.
Oh, it's huge. Great. It was bought by a company for hundreds of millions of dollars.
Great.
Oh, good for him. He actually got quite a nice settlement when they let him jump in to the Tonight Show and then jumped him right back out.
I am one that would take the money and happily go away, but I could see where someone would feel really burnt by that situation. Yes. And the way that went down.
It was not well done. And there were a lot of people mad about the whole thing. Like late night people, it's like the people who, it's weird. It's like the people who are in charge at networks have no idea what they're doing. So this is very strange. It's almost like they F everything up. All the time on purpose.
I forget the wording you just used because I lost my train of thought, but it was a botch job. It wasn't just not well done. It was like, what a complete cluster. Whoever, like the people in the suits, they have no shame, but they should be ashamed of themselves.
The
they
handling
won't be,
was terrible. Won't. It's just one example of that. So he hosts Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend. You know, he actually just does a show for Max, whatever that is, called Conan O'Brien Must Go. It's like a travel show. And it was recently renewed for a second season. He actually said he wanted to be on The White Lotus season 3, which I think is in production right now. He was like, I'll play a male gigolo. And I'm thinking to myself, that's what they should absolutely have him play a male gigolo. I don't know what the setting is on this new one.
I really don't think those exist, but I mean, that's a funny term.
Well, maybe they exist like in the gay world, right? I just can't picture ladies looking around for a gigolo. But did you ever see that show Hung? It was on.
It was great.
I think that was an HBO show.
It was an HBO show that, many years
Thomas
ago.
Thomas Paine? Thomas? Something?
I never watched it. No.
It was great. It was funny, and it was all about this guy with just a big one. And so this lady friend of his is like, I want to just pimp you. We're going to make some money off of this. And does. And it starts making money off of it.
Yeah, Thomas Jane.
Oh, Thomas Jane. That was it. He's great in that. Anyway, Conan O'Brien, he is a legend. Anybody who hosts for that long, he did lots of... everybody knows who Conan O'Brien is. And now he's going to host the Oscars, and I'm sure he's going to do absolutely smashingly. Congratulations. And they're going on. They're just kissing his ass here. Oh, he's got all the qualities of a great Oscar. Yeah, we get it. We've seen him. We do think a guy who can stand up there, speak complete sentences, and read off a cue card, we do believe. And he'll probably even write great jokes for it. That's one of the things. Sometimes the writing on those shows is the thing that kills them. Okay, let's talk about Chicken Foot. What's her name? Chicken Face. Chicken Fry.
Brianna
Chicken Fry. Her real name is, I don't know. Okay. Her real name is Brianna LaPaglia.
Uh-huh.
Or LaPaglia, I don't know.
Yeah.
And she changed it to Chicken Fry because someone said her legs look like chicken fries from wherever they sell chicken fries.
Burger King.
Okay, thank you.
So is that a skinny chicken legs thing?
I guess so. I really don't know what the chicken fries look like, but for whatever reason, somebody said that, and she went, that's my new name. So she is loudly complaining about her ex-boyfriend, the beloved Zach Bryan.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to, as soon as that guy starts singing, I'm going to start crying, is a famous quote from our world. And she
wants to know, by the way, let me just stop you real quick. Another little background that I found out randomly is that guy launched an entire career. He's killing the country world.
Yes.
While he was in the Navy from his Instagram channel.
That's how people do it.
He just put a couple songs. He's like, I didn't care. I didn't know. I was in the Navy. It was not a thing. And the next thing you know, this guy in a very short window of time has become a headliner of arenas.
Listen to this. I'm not surprised by that at all, and here's why. Listen to this. This is from Consequence.net, which is the Consequence of Sound. I look at this website all the time. This headline reads, in 2024, more music is released in a day than in all of 1989 combined. Per day. All the releases from 1989. It's just, you can't get away from... Because everybody can do it at their house now.
Whenever we do new music, and I've now, because of the new music segment you do, I just go to iTunes because that's what I'm a member of. And I just flip through looking for something I recognize or something that looks, there's so much new music that you go, I don't know any of this stuff.
Well, and those are just like the top releases, like the ones that they put up there for you. You want to deep dive in? There are 5,000 new releases a day. It's absolutely incredible because anybody can put their up on Apple. It's like these people, like the whole Amazon market, like there's no more rules about how you make it or how you release music. And people also, because there's Drake, such a genius. He's just in his studio and he writes a song and he's all like, yeah, that's mad awesome. Like, get that out there. And then boom, it's released just like that. There's no process of putting it on an album. And it's crazy. You can do it one song at a time every single day, put out a song.
Okay, back to Chicken Legs.
2024, more music is released in a day than all of 1989 combined. Every day this year. That's how much. Back to Chicken Legs. This chick is saying she's super mad. I get it. They had it seems like a very nasty breakup and some allegations are being thrown. Now, I don't know this guy. I don't know if he's a meanie because she says he's super mean. I tend to believe it when someone's, but she's also on her podcast and people are asking. So there's more and more of this. Now she's mad because of her cat. She says, this is Brianna LaPaglia and possibly just Brianna Chicken Fry. She's better known.
I have the clip of.
Oh, fantastic. Oh, this is wonderful.
Okay, here you go.
If this man's post my cat one more time, I'm going to post videos of you whipping at my face.
If you post any more pictures of my cat, I'm going to, so do it then. Let's see the video of him whipping stuff at your face. So one of her friends goes, yeah, post that. And she goes, I'll just send it to you privately. I'm like, what are you doing?
I don't know.
She's dragging this thing out.
Well, yeah. Yep.
We're talking about her.
This is the most fame that she's going to get. I know that I don't know a lot about the podcast world other than what we do here. I'm a radio guy.
Yeah.
For the record.
Yep.
I like radio.
Radio.
I may end up there, but that's... Anyway. Yikes. What I'm saying is I read
we
that...
We may all end up it, there,
it's,
Ben.
She's like from Barstool Sports or something?
It's huge. Barstool was giant. And,
okay. The guy, the lead dude,
yeah.
was on this podcast, was doing the podcast with them, I assume, to help them sort of get up to speed and get...
Yeah, hers is called like BFF or something.
So the little quote I read, though, was something, and I'm paraphrasing because I don't have it in front of me, but he said, yeah, I'm not going to be on that show anymore. I can't be part of the ins and outs of you know, boyfriend-girlfriend arguments. And so he was sort of distancing himself from this podcast, which was her... That's legitimate, like...
Yeah.
It's a legitimate platform that makes tons of money, and she's on it, so it gives her some legitimacy.
Yeah.
But
they're
hearing
calling
her,
him
you go,
eh? Her boss here, so maybe yeah, he just backed off. He says, it's Dave Portnoy. Post it. And she says, I'll just send it to you.
Yeah, see, that's her boss green-lighting her to, you know, stir it up.
I know.
So maybe it's not what she's saying it is. I don't know.
Or...
Why would you be mad about someone posting your cat, though?
Because you're just, she's looking for any way to keep
staying
this thing
in
going,
the news. Okay.
I guess. I don't mm-hmm. know. Because that's what I felt, too. I'm like, okay, what are you mad about right here? Like, stick with the thing that is the, like, the emotional abuse. Like, that, I think people are like, oh, yeah, that's bad. That's terrible. He was terribly mean to her. You know, just stick with the stuff where he's throwing stuff at you and that you've got video of. Like, don't complain about the cat stuff.
Plenty of people get famous and are not really great at life. So they might be good
yeah.
entertainer and
that
yet...
Right.
They're not really whole individuals in a way that you'd hope. He's kind and generous and friendly. He might just be a complete narcissist psychopath.
Yeah.
I don't know him at all. But the story of making it from being in the Navy with an acoustic
it's a great
guitar
story.
And suddenly your songs are catching, you know, fire and
yep.
now you're a hot shot and you're like, I did look up his net worth, though. He cannot afford to pay every lady he breaks up with
$12 million.
That is not a legitimate
that
possibility.
Stunk of a lie. Because I don't care. I don't know what her net worth is. You take a $12 million. Someone says, I'll give you $12 million to not talk about our relationship. I'd be like, Cal, take a cashier's check. Thank you. You got it. No problem, dude. Bye. You take the $12 million bucks. Offered $12 million. And by the way, it's like, why are you worried about this guy posting your cats? What now? It's they're not your kids. Like, you're not taking them out in the stroller and now everyone's like taking pictures of your kids. It's a cat. Like, don't worry about it. He's got some pictures. He didn't come sneak into your house and take pictures of your cat and then leave and post them. Stop it.
A texter has written, you guys should look at the girlfriends before chicken legs. It's all the same. That's
yes.
As I'm saying, just because you are a celebrity does not mean you are a good or whole person.
Right.
Or fully developed individual that is kind and generous at all times. He's a guy who was in the Navy, wrote some songs, and skyrocketed
right.
into superstardom.
I think the point we were making is she is alleging that he offered her $12 million to not talk about him. And I think his net worth is what, like $6 million or something?
It's more than that, but you
what
wouldn't be, I forget what I saw, but you wouldn't be able to pay everybody $12
mil. No.
That's for darn sure. Not if he's got a string of these breakups. But honestly, I'm glad it's out there. Good job,
yep.
Brianna. Now everyone knows, don't date this guy.
Yes. Now everyone knows. Well done. You've saved a lot of people.
And by the way, there's certainly
people
a thing
totally listen.
Known as star bleeper. That's a thing.
It is a thing. It's 100% a real, it's like the whole groupie syndrome. You know, they put up with anything because they want to be around and attached to fame. And I'm not saying that that's what she is. She is her own person. She seems like she's got her own thing going on. But man, she needs stuff to talk about. And this is the guy that's getting it. Maybe he did offer her $12 million because he was like, yeah, she's actually got a platform and people know who she is. It's not like these other girls that I dated in high school that are like, well, you were mean. And he's like, yeah, but no one's listening to you.
When she says cat, she's referring to her lady parts.
Is she?
He's posting pictures of.
Hang on.
I don't know any of this story. I really don't.
If he shares any more pictures of the animal, there is no. Can you look on his thing and see if he's posting pictures?
He stole her cat and took it to Tennessee and is taunting her with it.
Yeah.
He also divorced his ex-wife when she was deployed. Again, I don't know this guy.
Yeah, we don't. None of it sounds good.
But celebrity does not turn you into a whole or righteous person. It does not.
Right. If whatever's broken is now going to be exacerbated by the pressures of fame.
And when you meet some lady who immediately is like, oh, my God, I want to do stuff to you. Suddenly, you're all about that.
Yep.
Like, how could you not be? You're a guy who was in the Navy on a ship with a bunch of men's. And now you're like,
so you get off the ship and you're a superstar. And everyone's all like, oh my God, Zach Bryan's home.
So I'm not defending him at all, but I don't know. This situation is.
Yeah, I'm not defending it. Neither of these people seems awesome to me, but I don't know them. Maybe they are both awesome in their own way. Here's another story.
Mm-hmm.
Blake Shelton is teaming up with the guy behind Yellowstone. This guy, Taylor Sheridan, he's the creator. Blake Shelton and Taylor Sheridan have announced a new singing competition. And I'm going to tell you, I'll give you the synopsis. You tell me if this will work or not. I kind of like it.
Okay.
It's called The Road. It is a brand new singing competition show for CBS. It sounds more intense than your standard singing competition. Well, I don't know. Those seem pretty intense, too. This one just seems a little more gritty.
Spin plates or...
No,
remember that?
Yes.
You know, the old late night show guy who would spin the plates and he'd get them all going. And then, boy, that just went away, that art of spinning plates.
That's because everyone looks at their hands now.
So it's back.
Maybe we should... No. This is a singing show.
Oh.
Yeah, that's not...
But they don't have to sing and spin plates?
No.
Okay.
That might be one of the special nights where they have to learn a new skill and do a skill while they sing. It's a good idea, Vim. The Road offers viewers a backstage pass into the gritty and unforgiving life of a touring artist. Viewers will see what happens when some of the best up-and-coming performers pile onto a tour bus together and tackle a grueling schedule in pursuit of their dreams. So it does. I think that does sound good. You get to watch them in the lead up to getting on stage, I would assume. And then maybe there's a backing band. They all get up there and sing. It is still a singing competition. It doesn't sound like they're touring with their bands. Not positive. And maybe Blake takes them on the road and stands up out front and, hey, guys, here's your next competitor. Blake says, I know a thing or two about singing competitions, what it's like to chase a music dream and live life on tour. I'm looking forward to discovering new talent and giving them this platform. Yahoo! Are you? No, they say yeehaw. Yeehaw! And here's what Taylor Sheridan had to say, the creator of Yellowstone. I'm just going to go on a limb and say he's a country guy, too. There's a revolution taking place in country music. No more shining floors and studio audiences. Get in the van. Go to the next town and win that crowd over. Do it enough. You become the next leader. Simple as that. CBS has already ordered this show. This show is happening. It's going to be in next year's fall lineup.
Well, you've toured.
Yeah, but not like that. I went home during the week.
Oh, you guys only stayed the weekends?
Yeah, we'd usually do like a Thursday through Sunday at like a ski resort or, you know, or wherever whatever.
Nightclub. And then you'd go back to your apartment wherever that was.
Yeah, then usually early part of the week, yeah.
All the guys I've talked to, and I've talked to a lot about touring, and it is hard.
Mm.
And they get used to it, and they become accustomed to it as a survival tactic. But you ask someone and they'll say, I had dirty underwear and socks a lot.
You know, it's hard when you're, Well, I did want to mention, like, we're going to talk to Cyndi Lauper in probably a little more than a half an hour. And she's been on tour. She's doing a farewell tour. She's going to be here in town at the Chase Center. And, but this is not like the last stop or anything. Like, she's going to go over to Europe. Like, she's a person who has done a lot of time on the road. And why you would... Like, what is it about it that makes you want to keep on doing it if you didn't have to? Like, I feel like the Stones or Cyndi Lauper, you know, people in their 70s, and they're like, yeah, I'm going to keep on doing that.
It's being out in front of the people,
singing
your songs and feeling that vibe,
that
energy. I mean, that's why I want to go to shows.
Right.
I'm not even the performer. I'm out in the audience, and the give and take between a performer and the audience, and that shared experience of hearing your favorite songs.
But life on the road.
Well, no. I don't want any part of that. I can't stand the road.
right?
I can't stand a 4-day trip. I got to bring my own bedding. How am I going to go on the road?
Yeah, yeah. Actually, the road would be extra hard for you. That is, you got a good
point. Not to mention my problem with drink. Like, you know, these people who go on the road and have to stay sober. Whew.
Well, we're going to talk to Cindy pretty soon, so that'll be super fun. What's coming up in the news?
Oh, geez. The deadliest car brand in America.
What?
Wake up!
Thank you, with Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's Monday. Yay! Mm-hmm. Coming up in less than half an hour, Cyndi Lauper. She's at the Chase Center for her farewell tour on November 26th. And the tickets are still available. And we will be talking to Cyndi coming up in the 9 o'clock hour.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Alice Sales Department. Radio advertising works. We've seen it in action, and we'd love to have you join the party over here. Just email advertisesf@odyssey.com and let us get you rocking on Alice. Here's what's happening. Cold and clear today. Beautiful outside the window right now here in downtown San Francisco. But the highs will be in the 50s. There's a huge storm on the way, though, end of week. It's going to go for days, and they're calling it one of those atmospheric rivers, which means we could get a lot of snow, a lot of rain, and it might even go long enough to sort of screw up some of your holiday travel. So I'll keep you up. Okay. I teased you with the deadliest car brand in America.
Yes, tell me about this.
Before I get to that, though.
How do they determine
that? Hold on. I'm not there yet.
All right.
I want to mention this from the Merck News. A Big Sur. Have any of you been to Big Sur?
No.
Big Sur?
I've never been.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
A Big Sur is a jewel
here
in California. It's just beautiful. So when I saw this, it caught my eye. In the Merck News this morning, Big Sur property with three separate homes on 150 acres is being listed for sale for $100 million.
Mm.
The view from just one spot.
Lovely. Oh,
it's unbelievable.
What a dump.
It's right on the cliff. It's right where Post Ranch is, which if you don't know what that is a resort that is.
That's where you and Dusty
and I got to go there when they were in off season.
That's where you first said "I love you" to each other.
You don't have to remember. You know, this is a lady who will tell you she has no memory of anything, but then she has memory of all the things,
all the things you don't want me to have memories of.
She pulls it out just when you're like,
"What's wrong with that, Vinny? That's a very sweet,
romantic
story."
There's nothing wrong with it. It was a little premature, and it was while we were doing it. You're not supposed to do it that way.
Was it premature? I mean, here we are 15 years later.
That's true.
You're more not supposed to do it then?
You're never supposed to do it, yeah. Oh. Never do it.
No, but
never at all?
No, but during
just
that.
Never say I love you, ever.
Anyway, this
say
big
overwhelming feelings of concern at best.
A property in Big Sur that was once owned by legendary early European settlers to the area, the Pfeiffer family.
Oh.
Is listed for the first time in nearly 60 years for $100 million. It looks like somebody, a former Lockheed executive bought it, and it's been in their family for a long time. But $100 million, three separate properties, and acres of property right there.
Beach, like cliff front.
Yep.
Incredible.
And they even say there's you could farm if you wanted. There's enough land. There's farming. And wow. And I thought I'd mention it because I went, $100 million. Yeah, that doesn't really even. Who this morning read the paper and went, oh.
Zuck.
I should go look at that.
Priscilla's like, we love Big Sur.
Yeah.
Let's go. Let's go down there and take a look at that. Honey, you can build a bunker there like nobody's bunker business.
Now, I teased you with this story, and I got a text from a friend.
Okay.
Now, this is a friend who tried one of these cars.
This is the most dangerous car.
The most dangerous. They call it the deadliest car brand in America.
All right.
Now, I teased you with that, and he texted me and said, you better not be doing that story about Tesla. And I was like, it's not clickbait, which is what he called it. It's from Motor Trend. Motor Trend is a car magazine.
Yeah.
And there are very specific ways they come up with this. This is deaths in a vehicle crash. It's not crashes.
Right.
There has to be a person reported
Dead
from the car accident. And it is Tesla, number one on the list, which is surprising.
It is surprising.
Even more surprising. And I don't know if it's this car drives me so I can, you know, I don't know if it's that. But on the list of, let me make sure I get this right. They say they don't even factor any information about non-fatal crashes. This is only a crash where one occupant died in the crash.
Did they have to die in the car or do they have to die the whole accident?
I don't know. I'm giving you as much detail as I can. Kia comes in at a close second.
Oh.
Buick, Dodge, then Hyundai round out the list. Again, from Buick. Motor Trend.
Is Buick still a car?
I was like, Buick?
Yeah. Yeah, they have SUVs.
The Skylark? Do they still have
I don't think they still have that.
Just find me a model of Buick from this year. Oh, am I thinking an Oldsmobile went away forever?
Oldsmobile's been gone, yes. And we used to have one of those, so that was like one of those.
Yeah,
gosh, an Oldsmobile is no longer. Ah!
It's not your dad's Buick? Oh, I think that was also Oldsmobile. It's not your dad's Oldsmobile.
See the Buick there? The Invista? They're very nice.
Oh, that does look nice.
That does look like a nice car.
Well, anyway.
I feel like I see those.
This is from Motor Trend, if you want to look it up. But Tesla was number one. I've been seeing the ads, and I think they're playing during the football games I watch, for the Ford car that drives itself. And they actually have the people in the car driving down the road, take their hands off the wheel, and the car's like making adjustments and driving. And they're, I don't know if they're actors or if they actually did, you know, 200 of these to get five worth showing. But it's a person going, oh, my God, the car's driving. And it's kind of neat because you go, that is pretty crazy. And not, you know, maybe they have their knee holding the wheel underneath and you can't see it on the camera, but most likely they're,
you know, the thing with the Tesla. And I think that, I don't know if this is the way with all the cars, but I find it to be quite annoying. You have to have a hand on the wheel. You just have to have a contact hand on the wheel. You're not, and it'll actually take itself out of self-driving. If you don't, it'll pop up and go jiggle the wheel. I need to know you're there. Jiggle the wheel.
So you can't really sleep then.
Oh, yeah, there's no sleeping in it. But then I look at these cruise cars. Is that what they are, the ones that are running? They're not.
It's Waymo?
Waymo. The ones that are everywhere and there's no one driving them. Yeah. I'm like, well, if they can do it, why do I have to keep touching my wheel?
It's super super neat when you're driving in the city. And I realize most of us don't, right? I mean, we do because we drive in to go to work. But you're driving in the city and those cars, from my drive in at dark o'clock and my drive out, there are cars next to me with no one behind the wheel. Not a...
Right.
Nothing.
And I used to avoid them because I see them. They're now cruising all around the city and picking people up and dropping them off. And I used to avoid them because they were wimpy. They were wussies. But now they're not. They change lanes really fast. They're like, I'm not going to sit behind this truck and let everyone keep. They'll start to nose out. It's actually amazing. That's the way we're going. I like it.
Anyway, I just thought that was really surprising. It's from Motor Trend. The deadliest car brand in America is Tesla. This is about fatality rates in accidents. And they're number one. I wouldn't think there would be enough of them on the road outside of California to make the national sort of scene that way. Hyundai's and Kia's are all over the place
now. Those are everywhere, right.
I mean, I remember when they were new and everyone was like, you don't want any of that.
Too bad it's a Kia.
That was the attitude, but they've turned that around.
They really have. Both of those seem to be, and I love some of the models of those cars. It's like, oh, that's a good looking car.
Maddie.
He's on the show.
I love that song.
Me too.
Where did you propose to your wife?
I proposed at it was a restaurant here, Aqua.
Oh, I remember Aqua.
And they had come on the show, so they had brought some food for us, and I arranged to be in this Sharon Stone booth where Sharon Stone got engaged, and I had the ring come out in an oyster when we were getting our oysters on the half shell.
Get out!
Yeah, and I dropped to one knee and asked.
And did the whole place?
Yes.
Watch and everything?
No, I mean, yeah, the tables around us definitely watched and clapped and everything. And I think some people sent us some champagne.
That's funny. You've eaten there too. That place has been gone a long time.
Yeah, but it was superb.
It was the top.
It really was.
It was superb.
Wow. This is a list of things people would change about their marriage proposal, including the location, the delivery, the weather, and what they said. You wouldn't change a thing? Would you do that again if you were marrying again? I know you're not unmarried at the moment, but if you were proposing again or proposing to her again, same thing? Beautiful, perfect.
I thought it was there's no complaints about that at all.
Did Hooman have a hand in that?
Of course he did.
He did?
Of course Hooman did. He set the whole thing up.
He put all that together.
Oh, of course he did.
Oh, how funny.
Yeah.
He set up Bryn's whole thing.
He did too.
He just needed to always have his fingers in every pot.
Well, nobody knows. That's what he spends his time doing is networking. And good for him.
Mm.
And it works.
Mm-hmm.
It did.
I wouldn't change anything about mine. What about you?
You didn't propose?
I didn't propose to him.
But you told him he had to.
Yeah. I mean, over and over for like a year.
Right.
You know, marry me.
So what are we? Just hanging out?
Yeah. What are we doing here? What's going on here?
I'm cutting off the once a week if you don't marry me.
No, we were still doing it a lot back then.
Oh. The good old days.
Yeah. The days before kids. When you're like, yeah, I'll do that. I'm fine.
Half of people say they wouldn't change anything about their proposal. So
would you change anything?
I wish that derelict wasn't there with, you know, took the spot that I'd cleaned up in advance and got sort of dusted off and it was going to be the perfect spot. And then there's this dude with a 40 and a doobie sitting there. And I'm like, fudge. So we found another location just off to the side, but it's still the cliff house. This little cliffside in front of our house, which is right over the beach, and the sun was saying it was beautiful, and we got great pictures from it. And so, no, I wouldn't change anything. And I had worked out in my head what I wanted to say, and I think all that went as it should have gone. So I wouldn't change any of that. Some people say even if it didn't go perfect, they would keep those imperfections because it's what makes it special.
Right. It's what makes it ours.
The other half would change at least one thing, though. The average was two things that they'd change.
Oh.
The location, like proposing at the beach instead of Arby's. Yeah, we were on the beach. The sun was setting. It was all just as it should be. But I didn't include the idea that at sunset, some guy named Frank shows up with a 40 and a doobie and takes the best seat in the house.
Right. Because you had cleaned it out. It looked so nice.
I was juggling. We had a kid at the time. So I was juggling, you know, let's get down to the beach, everyone. Come on. And I got a ring in my pocket. And I'm just like, oh, God, am I doing this? You know, and you got
and
that moment.
Yes.
Well, I was. And then there was this moment where I was like, just swim away. You can do
just
it.
Keep swimming. Just keep
just
swimming.
Just jump in the water and swim away. And, don't be a baby. Just do it.
Just do it. You're already in it. Wasn't she pregnant with your second kid by then?
No,
too?
She wasn't. But we were definitely had talked about that, and so that was sort of the.
You had a 5-year-old and a ring. You're
one of the things that we had talked about because she was saying, you know, look, I didn't know I wanted to be married, but I realize now that we have a child that I do want that, the security of that, and for us to be a family and be
and
more,
the same last name for
all
everybody.
The stuff.
Right.
And then she was like, and I do want to have another kid. And this is how lame I am. I was like, well, I can't possibly do two things at once. So you're going to have to pick.
Right. You can't be planning a wedding and having a kid at the same time.
So what do you want first? And she was
she took the kid.
No, she actually, no, yes, she did take the kid.
Eventually.
Because we were up against it.
Right.
That's what it was.
Yeah.
It was like.
I'm
tick,
in my late
tick,
30s.
Tick,
right.
Tick, the decrepit egg story. Oh, I have to go. I'm done with this story. This was all I wanted to say, and the end.
All right. We'll talk to Cindy Lauper after this.